Report from the Ashanti Regional Capital Kumasi and Sinyai, the Bonohafu Regional Capital, say some SSS students who registered for the November-December examinations could not access their index numbers after paying huge sums of money for the purpose. A parent, Charles Asazu, who made the complaint to Radio Ghana, said all efforts to get WAEC to resolve the problem have proved futile.
What happened was the students registered about 4 months ago for the NOVDEC November-December examination, which has been pushed forward to September up to October. Unfortunately, some of them have not been registered, and WAEC claims there's nothing they can do about it. And it's so strange. Students have prepared towards the examination. They have taken their money, and up to now, they can't write their exam. And no explanation has been given as of today.
Now, I don't understand you if you say some of the students were not registered. Were they former students, or what category of students were they?
SSS students, senior high school students. They registered to write the November-December examination.
How was the registration done? Online or what?
They were done through some of the institutions like Idu College. Specifically, my daughter like this registered through Sunyani WAEC. When the index numbers came, together with their invoices, she couldn't access hers. And several follow-ups to WAEC didn't any results. And
what reason did WAEC give for not being able to register all of them?
Well, WAEC claims it came from their head office in Accra, and as they are at Sunyani, cannot do anything about it.
What course of action will those parents want to take against WAEC? The law courts are there. Won't you want to sue them?
Yeah, definitely. I think that would be the next option, because we don't see why, because some of us paid money for hours to prepare in the form of extra classes and all those things. And if they are not able to write the exam, it means all these monies have gone down the drain.
You want to sound a word of caution to WAEC?
Yes, please. They could have sent the invoices earlier for them to maybe cross-check to find out whether their names have appeared there. They could access their index numbers before this time. Now, they brought the invoices just at the time they were about writing their exam, and some of them cannot access their index numbers, and therefore, others are writing while they are sitting at home.
Charles Asazu is a concerned parent in Kumasi.
Reacting to the concerns of the aggrieved parents, the public relations officer of WAEC, Agnes Tekuju, denied that the regulator is responsible for registration. She told Radio Ghana that WAEC does not register private students. This is done online and asked parents to deal with those they claimed they registered with.
First of all, let me say that the November-December exam is a private examination. WAEC does not register any candidate for the exam. The registration is online, so candidates are expected to go online to our website, registration.ghanawaec.org, and then fill in the necessary details and register online themselves. Now, when you register online, you tick your subjects, you print an invoice sheet with which you go to one of our banks, and then you pay. It is only after payment at the bank that your registration is deemed to have been done. So if WAEC is not responsible for the registration of any candidate, so if the candidates say they have registered and WAEC registered them, I'm sorry to tell you that what they are saying is not true.
So the parents who are threatening that they are going to send WAEC to court do not understand the system or will not buy it?
Exactly, they don't. Because some people take their monies and things to internet cafe operators and people who have set up canopies and say they are registered for WAEC exam here. So they should hold them responsible. But if we didn't register you and you registered yourself and you go online and you don't get any information, why do you come to us? It's a private candidate's exam. So candidates register on their own, and we only work with the data we take online after the registration has closed. So if you put garbage in, you get garbage out. So if they didn't register well, definitely they will not be on our data.
But how about those who have registered and they have the invoice and all that with them, showing that they have registered?
Public Relations Officer of WAEC, Agnes Tekuju.